Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, in the past few minutes, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and his Chancellor Rachel Reeves have appeared together on stage unveiling their plans to reform Britain's NHS. That appearance comes after striking scenes in the House of Commons yesterday when Rachel Reeves was visibly fighting back tears before sobbing on live TV. It's been a bruising week for the British Chancellor as Labour Party rebels forced Keir Starmer into a major U-turn, leaving a 5.5 billion pounds hole in the UK's precarious finances. The pound fell in overnight trading, even as Keir Starmer insisted to the BBC's Nick Robinson that he remains closely aligned with his Chancellor.
We're in lockstep.
People assumed it was because of politics. She decided to quit, or you'd said to Rachel, I'm sorry.
Look, firstly, Nick,
Is that wrong?
It's wrong. I can just tell you that. That's absolutely wrong. Got nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with what's happened this week. It was a personal matter for her. I'm not going to intrude on her privacy by talking to you about that. It's a personal matter.
But so when the Leader of the Opposition says you should, and I'm not going to probe into it, but she says the public have a right to know, and I think the argument would be made, look, the state of a Chancellor, and this is brutal fact about politics, isn't just about the person, it's about UK PLC, it's about the price that the bond markets demand for government borrowing, it's about business confidence. Brutal though it is, people need to know.
Well, look, it was a personal matter for the Chancellor, and I've been absolutely clear with you, it's got nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with any discussion between me and Rachel, nothing to do with the matters of this week.
So she'll still be Chancellor by the time this interview is broadcast in full in a few days' time?
She will be Chancellor by the time this is broadcast. She'll be Chancellor for a very long time to come.
Well, that interview came as media right across the UK has been focused on what happened to the Chancellor.
Crying is not something we should be ashamed of or something we should be judged for, because crying is something associated with women, and in particular this misogynistic idea that women are too weak and too emotional to be able to hack difficult jobs like being Chancellor. Remember, of course, Rachel Reeves is also the first female Chancellor as well. But also because on a human level, I feel really sorry for her. I've cried at work. I'm sure lots of us have. And, you know, the Chancellor doesn't have the luxury of being able to hide in the toilets or slope off early. But people will talk about what happened at PMQs, because when it comes to politics, visual images stick. Honestly, I'm not sure things will ever be the same again. It's a bit like a couple having a terrible argument in a long-term relationship. They might not break up, but something changes. They never completely recover.
You know, if you come into politics, it is a uniquely kind of exposing trade, isn't it? You know, you're just in public. You know, I've spent the afternoon speaking to as many people as possible and then trying to kind of calibrate how do we tell this and how much significance do we attach to it? Because we can't ignore it. It was part of the conversation and it was the most striking imagery of politics today.
Well, you know, we don't know the full story behind this, and I've heard different versions of, yes, she's had an argument with the Speaker, and we observed yesterday in Treasury questions that he was trying to get her to keep her answers shorter, and she was quite dismissive of that. I don't know whether you've seen the VT of that, Nick, but she was quite, you know, oh, for goodness sake. But actually, he has obviously called her in today and said, look, you need to answer a question shortly. But I cannot believe that someone of Rachel Reeves' long standing in politics would cry at that. I think there's something else. I think maybe it's something much more serious than just an altercation with the Speaker.
Well, that last voice was the former DUP leader Arlene Foster giving her assessment. Let's get analysis now from chief political commentator on the Talk Network and former special advisor to four UK cabinet ministers, Peter Cardwell. Peter, thank you for joining us. And just listening to Arlene Foster there saying it couldn't have been this, it had to have been something more. Keir Starmer might have tried to settle this morning by doing a round of interviews, but questions are still being asked about what was going on yesterday.
And they're going to continue to be asked, Claire, because we haven't got clarity on this. Look, maybe it is a private matter. Maybe it affects the privacy of someone in her family, someone who hasn't sought elected office and whose privacy deserves to be guarded. We don't know, but there would have been a number of strategies that could have meant that this wasn't quite so public. First of all, Rachel Reeves could have sat further away from Keir Starmer. After Prime Minister's question, she didn't need to sit directly behind him. She could have had a quick call or an urgent thing that she's been called away from that she couldn't get to Prime Minister's questions, maybe a call with the US Treasury Secretary could have been arranged or something like that. It is up to the people around politicians who do the job that I used to do to protect them from these things. The thing that everybody is talking about today is Rachel Reeves crying. And what is going to happen is that she will, that will always be something that she is labelled with. Whether she is good or bad economic stewardship of the UK economy, that's going to fall by the wayside. And as Sophie Ridge, I think it was from Sky News, was saying there, there is this trope that women are too emotional for high politics. That hasn't been the case. Of course, Margaret Thatcher, Liz Truss, Theresa May have been Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. There's no reason that a woman can't do as good a job or a better job than a man can. You know, I've certainly cried at work. There's no doubt about that. But certainly, this is a big, big topic. And actually, as is reasonable to say, it's sad, but it's reasonable. This is not just a person. This is not just a personal drama. This is a public political drama. And the fact that your listeners have a stronger euro against the pound today than they did 24 hours ago is because of Rachel Reeves crying. So these things do have a very, very big effect.
Now, he says, Keir Starmer says that her position is safe. We're in lockstep, he says. But how safe is Rachel Reeves' future as Chancellor, do you think?
Well, I think lockstep is the key word there, because if you tie yourself so closely, as Keir Starmer has done really for the last year, it's his 1 year anniversary as Prime Minister, tomorrow he has tied himself to Rachel Reeves' economic policy. I would actually argue he's slightly subcontracted economic policy to her. I think he's much more interested in international issues and non-financial issues. But because they are in lockstep, if he gets rid of her or reshuffles her for whatever reason in the next reshuffle or subsequent reshuffle, those words will come back to haunt him and say, well, what did she do wrong? What did she do that wasn't your instruction? And of course, the context of this is the big welfare vote. The fact that a week ago, just over a week ago, Wednesday last week, Keir Starmer said that there were simply noises off over the welfare changes that he wanted to do. Well, those noises were very much on when his backbenchers caused him to dilute a bill to a huge degree. The fact that it was meant to save £5 billion from the budget, instead it's actually going to cost £100 million a year. And Rachel Reeves is going to be in a very, very difficult situation come October, November time when the next budget is held. She is almost certainly going to have to put taxes up, directly contradicting what she said on the 30th of October last year, which was that she wasn't going to put taxes up, and that was a once in a Parliament budget with a lot of pain at the start.
Uh-huh. And of course, the backbenchers will see once again when we get to that time that if they decide to push back, there's a good chance that Keir Starmer will bend to their will, as he has done now a number of times.
You're absolutely right. There have been a number of U-turns, not just because of backbenchers, but other factors as well. Politics in the United Kingdom is really asymmetric at the moment. Usually it's government and opposition. Instead, the real opposition is coming and has on a number of occasions, most successfully in the last few days, as you correctly point out, from the backbenches of the Labour Party. We're also in a position where a tiny party, the Reform UK, okay, it's riding high in the polls and has had quite a lot of councillors elected in recent weeks, but nonetheless, in Parliament, they only have five MPs. Well, they on the backbenches of the Labour Party are providing the real opposition. Yes, Kemi Badenoch, the leader of the Conservatives, had a very good day at Prime Minister's questions yesterday. She really should have, because there was a lot to oppose and the government was looking very weak. She probably had her best day of her time as leader of the opposition yesterday, but the real opposition is coming from other quarters.
How do you think Kemi Badenoch played it when Rachel Reeves was in tears? And Kemi Badenoch, I think she said twice, the Chancellor looks miserable, the Chancellor looks miserable, look at her. I mean, Rachel Reeves was very vulnerable, whatever your politics, in that moment. Do you think that was the right thing for Kemi Badenoch to do right then?
Politics is a really brutal business. Opposing is a really brutal thing. In a sense, it can't be personal, but of course, those comments were personal. And her spokesman today, Kemi Badenoch's spokesman today, has said the public has a right to know what Rachel Reeves was crying about. I'm actually not sure we do. I think it's problematic for Rachel Reeves. She's popped up today, as you said, at this visit that Keir Starmer has been doing to a hospital to launch their 10-year health plan, the kind of things that they want to talk about. as I say, it may be a reason that's to do with someone who isn't elected, has nothing to do with politics, and as someone who's advised politicians, I've seen how families can get really negatively impacted. Kids at school, for example, saying, what does your dad think of Brexit? Well, why is it anything to do with a kid? And why is it anything to do with that teacher asking that question? So I think there are people around politicians who often have a tough time simply by association. There may well be someone in that position today who's thinking, you know, maybe got bad news about their health or something like that. We just don't know. Mm-hmm. But what we're dealing with is the effect of this, the effect on politics, and sadly, the effect on the markets as well. Kemi Badenoch, yes, it's brutal, but politics is a brutal game, I'm afraid.
Peter, good to talk to you. Thank you for your analysis this morning. Peter Cardwell there.